السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الذي أنزل على عبده الكتاب ولم يجعل له عوجا.
All praise are due to Allah who sent a message of the book to his servant in which there is no destruction or in deficiency. Praise be to him who created mankind. He does not need any child or any relatives. I bear witness there is no one worth of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is his messenger and his prophet. May Allah's peace and blessing be upon his beloved prophet Muhammad and his companions. And I do urge you to be good for your Lord, your servant. And do remember the day you'll be turned back to your Lord, and then your souls are rewarded for what they did, and no one will be treated unfairly and justly. For Muslims, in, oh dear mankind and dear brothers and sisters, in pursuit of reminding mankind of the duty and his responsibility in this world, is the fact that you should know that what we see, the daily characteristics, the phenomenon of our days, of our life, that is manifested in happiness and in challenges, this is nothing other than the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as evidenced by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying that when you see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granting mankind in this world at a time all the blessings of this world, at a time when you see that person is at the extreme end of disobedience, then you know that this person is just on the verge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's punishment, as Allah said in the Quran, that at a time when we have given them all our bounties, At that moment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened the gates of, you know, tribulations and punishment. And once their destiny has been predetermined, then there will be nothing at all to make an excuse and take advantage of. And indeed, all praise are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also we say that in as much as how much as a translation to the Quranic verse, the Imam that has recited, he says that at a time when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened the gates of blessings to mankind, they enjoy these blessings in their extravagance, in abundance, to such an extent that it made them forget the very purpose and the reason why they have been in this world. And at that time, they didn't know that all those blessings will come to an end and they'll have to be held accountable. And as a result of that, Allah's punishment and the judgment came immediately and suddenly, and they had no chance, you know, to repeal and repent for their past mistakes. And such is the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can reluctantly give a respite even to those who disobey Him and do not act to His guidances, until such a moment when Allah wants you to exercise His punishment upon them, nothing will stop them. And various, you know, scholars, classical scholars have commented on the very meaning of that verse, that you quite often find that you know, mankind and generations of people will always render themselves low and aloof of the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as a result of which they end up actually suffering a big punishment and a big infliction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world. But sometimes you would often find that the believers and people who try to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in times of difficulties, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala renders their challenges and their tribulations and their, you know, difficulties as the source and the means of attaining Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's, you know, taqwa. And as Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that it's quite amazing the condition and the life of a Muslim, for whether he's tested or whether he's happy, always he's always grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what he has, for that he has befallen him. And this is the evidence in the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every now and then had always come to the help and the support and the help of His companions, even at a time when they were tested to the barest of the minimum point of perseverance and endurance. But that in itself is testimonial of the fact that even out of the difficulties, mankind will always endure Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's support and health, and will eventually emerge out as a success. So in all these, there are guidances for the Muslim to take lessons that a Muslim should know what is that is responsible upon him at a time, and should remember that he should be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the way he can come to the help and support of his servant, and that he has the control and power over each and everything, as Allah himself bore witness to that as the true believers recognize all these, they will always know that ultimately all praise are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has the control over each and everything. And they do understand that no one can really stay safe from the punishment and afflictions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when they come. And at this moment, the Imam comes to the end of the first khutbah, pleading to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to shower His mercy and blessings upon all believers from all their sins, for indeed Allah is the most forgiving, the merciful. All praise are due to Allah. He deserves to be worshipped and besought over his forgiveness. We do seek his forgiveness from our evils, the evils of our heart. For whomsoever he guides, no one can lead astray. And whomsoever goes astray, cut us over his will. No one can render guided. I bear witness there is no one worth of worship except Allah. And I bear with that Muhammad is the messenger and his prophet. May Allah's peace and blessings be showered upon him and upon his companions and upon those who came after him. I do urge you be dutiful to your Lord, O Muslims. For indeed, one of what Prophet Muhammad ﷺ has rendered and explained to us, of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to those who are really resentful of his teaching, is a lesson that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives respite, even at a time when mankind remain to be resentful, disobedient of the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they can render them, you know, peace and stability and tranquility and success in the eyes of many in this world. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, such is the power of Allah and the might of Allah when he tried to take on the generation and the people of the village, when he decided that even after they had been enjoying the best of tranquility and success and stability in their communities. And as Prophet Muhammad has said, that when Allah decides to take on a community, hold them accountable and punishable for their misdeeds, then no one can hold him, you know, from that. And evidence that by the Quranic verse, the Imam has begun by reciting. So the Imam prays to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remind us of our role and our duty to be, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in whatever we do, whether it is right or wrong to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At which the Imam comes to the end of the khutbah, praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, asking him of his mercy and blessings to be showered upon his beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions, and especially the four rightly guided khulafas, Abu Bakr, Uthman and Ali, Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman and Ali, and all other companions of Allah and the generation that came after them. For indeed, acknowledging that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best of those who can really repel of the sins and shower the best of the mercy upon his companions. The Imam prays Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring back the dignity of Islam and the Muslims, and protect the Muslims and Islam from the enemy of those who always forge enmity towards Islam. O Allah, protect your deen and the sources of your deen and the book of the Quran and the sunnah and the practices and the guidance of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. O Allah, render guidance to those who have got the reins of power in our community, the imams and the custodian of the Holy Mosque, and guide them to that which earns them your mercy and your pleasure in this world, and brings goodness to Islam and the Muslims as well. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are the best one to whom our prayers should be directed. O Allah, we ask you to bring peace and stability in our country, and we ask you, Allah, to guide us the best of the destiny, and give us the best life in this world as we live and at the time when we leave this world. O Allah, we ask you to bring us tranquility and stability in the country that is the capital where we can practice our very purpose of our existence, and give us goodness in everything that you have given us, and render death when it comes to us as a sanctuary and a means of getting from the tribulations of this world, and protect us and distance us and abstain us from your anger and anything that can render us punishable and be inflicted with your punishment, the day of judgment. O Allah, we have really wronged ourselves. If you don't forgive us and shower your mercy upon us, we will be among those who have really failed in this world. O Allah, give us the goodness in this world and the goodness in the hereafter, and protect us from the hellfire, And lastly, Imam says, O Allah, shower your mercy and blessings upon your beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and upon his beloved companions, all of them abundantly, and